Hey, this is Jeremy Roenick, and guess what? You guys are listening to the Jim Bob Show.
Hey, this is Wayne Larrabee, and you're listening to Roar on WGN.
Hey, this is Jim McMahon, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
I had to pop a beer for this one.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Brian Urlacher, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
That's awesome. Oh,
and
that's
then,
it.
How about one? This is Brian Urlacher. I'm not a bitch.
No.
That's about, love that one.
Half the coaches in the league. The Mondays were the worst. And that's when you really got tested, when you came off a tough loss. You got into the office on Monday. You found out two more players were hurt. You didn't realize. The sky's always falling in the NFL on Mondays.
Yeah, they're 40-1, which is shorter than I thought. You know, it,
why aren't they 100-1?
Yeah,
you know.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio and heard on great stations all around the country. It's the Jim Bob Show Game Day Edition. As we head into Championship Sunday, no better person to talk about it than the man himself, the king of the tees. Is he going to be teasing us or pleasing us with his picks? It's the one and only Jim Bob Morris. Jim Bob, what do you think?
I love the introduction. You know, we are based today right out of Nashville, Tennessee. We've been down here doing a bunch of stuff with the Nashville people, the Nashville Ice, that's what I'm going to state it. But they kept me out late last night, Dane. So my acumen on the games is still going to be sharp as ever. And I appreciate the tease or please. And let me just state this, is that we got four NFL teams that remain in the hunt, man. And so they're all going to be hunting for, what do we call it, Dane? We call it, they're hunting for glory at the Chiefs Invitational. So there's only one glory team, and that's going to be the Chiefs again. But I'm going to tell you right off the bat, we'll make this very simple. It's going to be Chiefs versus Eagles, and people are saying, what? And listen, Mahomes and Andy Reid are like 30-1 in post-November games when it's below 30 degrees. Okay, take those statistics, combination of that. Let's go with you. The trend is your friend. You know, that's how I always talk about it. So the trend is your friend, and so I'm going to go with that trend. And then just I want to make sure everybody understands this. The Commanders beat the Lions. And everybody is on the Commanders. We got so many people jumping on those Commanders to beat Philadelphia. And I'm just going to tell you something. The Detroit Lions, which if you drill down to the game, you would note had five turnovers. Not one NFL team in the world of the NFL has ever won a postseason game with five turnovers. So they shot themselves in the foot. If they would not have let Jared Goff touch the ball and just handed it directly to a running back, the Lions would have murdered the Commanders. They would have ran all over them all day. Look at the statistics. And the statistics don't lie, Dane. That's what we're going to see. And so, you know, the Buffalo Bills, I mean, I've got all the Buffalo Bills mafia around me. I've got a ton of those guys on board. And you know some of them. They're with us on One of Parlay.
Yes.
You know, Andy Carter and Sean, these guys are like crazy mafia, Bills mafia people. I have to listen to them all the time, and they're always tallying some stat.
Well, you know, this the Bills mafia isn't necessarily a member of the five crime families in New York. It's more like just a... Yeah, I don't know, maybe a bookie in Topeka, Kansas or something. When it comes to soul-crushing disappointment, the Bills have cornered the market on that. Although I hear from people, including an Andy Carter, right, who is a big proponent and cheerleader for him, that this is the Bills' year. Now, they've said that many other years and many other years. It wasn't.
I think they said it every year for the last 3 years. I don't even know what they're talking about.
But would you say, Jim Bob, that when it comes to all the times that they lost and maybe the reasons that they lost, that this may be the most prepared Bills team to make a run at the Chiefs Invitational?
I don't know. The last year Bills team was really good. I mean, this year's Bills team to me is, I mean, the difference is Allen's playing flawless. I mean, Josh Allen is playing flawless. Let's just remember again, you know, the Chiefs are 13-2 in home playoff matchups when Mahomes is behind center. So since 2018, 13-2. Again, Trend is my friend. Trend's our friend. I'm not betting against the Chiefs at home in 2 points. I think it's like a gift. I mean, I really do. I think, you know, the Chiefs cut it really close this season. Yeah, on one hand, they're unmatched when it comes to finishing games. And they win games. They make it a little exciting. But like I said, I mean, I'm not going to go against Patrick Mahomes and that Andy Reid team and Steve Spagnuolo team just because Josh Allen has had a really outstanding year. If Josh Allen is just a little bit off on Sunday, the Chiefs win that game by at least 7.
Well, it's hard to see how good the Chiefs are. This has been one of the sort of the confounding things. Yes, they've won all the games in the standing. The record looks absolutely amazing. Some of the games have looked sort of down to the wire, but the way that we've talked about it is it's like, you know, it's like when you're a parent and you're racing your 4-year-old kid in the driveway. Do you really gotta run fast to beat him? No. And the thing is like when it's playoff time and when it's all on the line, they're going to rise to a different level because nobody knows better than them what levels it takes to win. So, Jim Bob, is that the thing for the people that are saying, hey, the Chiefs can be beat? It's like the Chiefs weren't really trying.
Well, the Chiefs, I think, honestly, this year, I think they had 16 wins with Mahomes starting that have been one score decisions. So what that tells me is that all during the season, Steve Spagnuolo's defense was running the show for the Chiefs. And I think we're going to see it again. Steve Spagnuolo is, to me, the best defensive coordinator in the NFL. And then that's just that. You know, I mean, I want to make sure everybody knows that. I mean, Andy Reid is a brilliant and great offensive-minded coach, but Spagnuolo, you know, equals him on the defensive side. I think we're going to see a great ball game. The Chiefs finish, and I think, you know, when it's playoff time, everybody needs to know the Chiefs finish. Now, the first time the Bills played the Chiefs this year, Mahomes had 2 turnovers. So, like, if you're giving people an example, because, you know, I'm the king of the tees.
Yes.
And, you know, we also the art of the parlay. We write about that stuff. You know, we publish that stuff, you and I together, you know, on our Jim Bob show with Dane. Is that we talk about these things. So we do a lot of AI analysis and breakdowns of the games and so forth. But when it comes to looking at this situation, this game, Mahomes turned the ball over twice against the Bills when they first played. And every time you do that, if you're favored to win the game by, say, 57%, well, take 57 times 16.7%. That's what now is your percentage chance of winning the game. So you're going to drop, you know, from 57% down to, you know, let's say 50, you know, and then if you do another turnover, now you're under 50%, okay? You know, you're at 43%. So every turnover constitutes a less opportunity for you to win the game statistically. Those are average statistics, median statistics. So, you know, just 2 turnovers, that basically it's a 16% reduction in your percentage every time. So 5 turnovers, okay? I mean, now you're a negative to win the game.
Well, so the Jim Bob Show is not just about entertainment. It's about creating teachable moments for fans. And that is one thing that you brought up there. When you look at that game with the Commanders and the Eagles, and they've got, you know, a 12th man on the team there, and it's momentum because they have been surprising people. They've been surprisingly unflappable. You know, Jaden Daniels, I mean, geez Louise, like he is just playing off the hook. Is it one of those things like a Cinderella story where they're going to turn back into a pumpkin on Sunday?
They're going to turn into a pumpkin. I think they've been a great story. People are overlooking this. Again, back to my story, the Lions turned the ball over 5 times against the Commanders. 5 times. You know, if Jared Goff, if they, like I said, if they just handed the ball off, they would have crushed the Commanders. I mean, look at the rushing statistics of Detroit, and then, you know, take away the 5 turnovers, what's the score? Okay, honestly, people, what, you know, everybody's jumping on the Commanders, and I get it, you know, because it looked great, looked flashy. They had 5 turnovers. I mean, so you're not going to see that against Philadelphia. Now, but all these games are going to come down to the quarterback play and turnovers. Philadelphia is going to run the ball every chance they get against the Commanders, and they're going to ask the Commanders to try to stop it because they couldn't stop the Detroit Lions. Yeah. And if I'm the offensive coordinator of the Philadelphia Eagles, I'm going to run Barkley every chance I get. The odds opened up that Barkley would have 130 yards rushing in a playoff game.
Yeah, I think that he wasn't going to get that because the numbers just looked absurd, but then he had it by halftime. It's the kind of thing, and Jim Bob, you have been leading that parade for the recognition of the resurgence and the relevance of the running back. You have been the proponent of that. We're seeing it front and center here. Plus, just in the NFL, how quickly a team can turn around. The Eagles were completely falling apart last year. We're like, oh my, this dynasty's done. They need a rebuild. Well, they did it. They did it with one player, Saquon Barkley.
Well, here's the deal. I will tell you, I think he's equally should be considered for the MVP. 100%. I mean, talk about bringing back the status of the running back and in the NFL. You know, all of these NFL defenses have been designed to basically stop the pass. And so you've got your linebackers that are they're smaller. They're not Brian Urlacher linebackers, you know. And Brian, he's a friend of ours, and we love him on the show and everything. But, you know, there's no Brian Urlacher that exists in the league today. I mean, they took the league pretty much across the board, took those guys out and replaced them with littler guys, faster guys, guys that could cover. And so now you bring in Derrick Henry, you bring in Saquon Barkley, and look at the MVP status that Barkley has put up this year. He is equally important in the MVP discussions. You know, you had Lamar Jackson last week. Everybody's talking about him as MVP. Josh Allen, I think, in my opinion, he certainly is qualified for MVP. But Barkley, just as much. And he's going to win the MVP on Sunday's game, I can tell you, against the Commanders. Watch. Mark my word, Philadelphia runs the ball almost every single play against the Commanders, and it's going to be a clock-eating game, so I don't know what the score is going to be on the over and under, but it's going to be below what the prognosticators are stating, the odds makers are stating. So, you know, that's that on that. You know, Jaden Daniels, in my opinion, he basically has had a great year. He is the rookie of the year, Yep. And what a fantastic story.
It is going to be a great championship Sunday, and we're going to see who are going to be the invitees to the Chiefs Invitational. Very last thing when it comes to the Bears, their sort of, symbolic victories have been, you know, just eking out one against a depleted Packers team in the last game of the season. Super cheering about that. That was their Super Bowl going into the season. They got the coach they wanted. Your thoughts, Jim Bob, on the new coach for the Bears and also what this takes away and means to the Detroit Lions as they go forward?
I think it'll be a while before the Bears catch up to the rest of the division. Green Bay, you know, they played everybody that was, you know, second team on the roster or third team on the roster against the Bears. And, you know, they lost that game, obviously, and the Bears, everybody was applauding that. Well, you know, I mean, you had your Bears starters who should be better than the Packers third string guys. It's going to be a while before the Bears catch up to the rest of the division. I mean, the Packers are ahead of them in regards to personnel. The Lions certainly are ahead of them in personnel, and Minnesota's ahead of them in personnel. But I told you, you know, we have the El Bandito Yankee suite and the Juana Parley suite at Soldier Field for a reason. I think on paper, the talent on defense with the Bears is really good. I watched Caleb Williams in camp, and I thought he was outstanding in camp. We got into the real game. I felt that, number one, though, I didn't recognize the offensive line of the Bears was that bad at camp early in preseason. Boy, I certainly learned relatively fast. You know, they started 4-2. Yeah. So they had some, you know, they weren't playing anybody, but they had everybody fooled for a while, 4-2. And then everybody saw where the weaknesses were and exploited it, and they went on a pretty good losing roll.
Well, they found creative ways. They lost in every conceivable disappointing way that you could. Like, in so many strange ways, the Bears found a way to lose so much that the coach got kicked off the team, you know, halfway through the season. Very last thing, Jim Bob, and you're going to see this happen as far as these championship games. The Chiefs are going not only for another Invitational, another Super Bowl, but definite NFL immortality as the unprecedented three-peat is on the table. If that happens, and you are a student of the game, a historian of the NFL and all those teams, are the Chiefs, are they up there? I mean, I know that they're up there maybe with the Steelers and some other teams. Where do they fit in sort of that pantheon of NFL greatness if they do what no one's been able to do?
Well, I think you just said it. No one else has been able to do it. And I think that's the key. Nobody else has been able to do it. And I think that they have a legitimate chance. Obviously, they're just one game away from the Super Bowl. And then, you know, they've got such a great tradition of finishing games and coming out on top. So, you know, the probability is high the Chiefs return to their own invitation tournament and win it again. I think it puts them as certainly one of the top two or three greatest NFL franchises in the NFL. And keep in mind, I mean, you got modern day versus, you know, former day. I mean, I'll tell you what, the Steelers were great. The Dallas dynasty was great. The 49ers dynasty was great. The Bills dynasty of going to four straight Super Bowls and losing all four with my buddy Jimmy Kelly, they were great. I mean, you know, they just couldn't win, couldn't finish, couldn't make a field goal. But so, I mean, the Chiefs are going to be considered, you know, either the top or the second best dynasty in NFL football. But, you know, one or two, it's not bad finish.
No,
they're going to end up that way. But here's the deal. I mean, I believe the Chiefs are going to three-peat. And then the question really arises. I mean, Kelce talks about retirement and, you know, Andy Reid has won three Super Bowls in a row. I mean, do you break up the team and we just don't go for four? It's kind of like, you know, when the Bulls were right on the run. I mean, why break the team up? You know, I mean, honestly, I looked at the management and ownership of the Bulls and I just thought, man, you can't be any dumber.
If the goal is to win and to win championships and you have a streak going, why wouldn't you continue that streak to just voluntarily bow out, maybe just mercy to the other teams? You could go ahead and do that. Well, there's going to be some teams that are going to lose. They all can't be the Chiefs. They all can't win. But everybody wins with the undefeated flavor of El Bandito Yankee. And Jim Bob, we're going to let you get back to it. In Nashville, you said the Nashvilleites. I think when it comes to the criminally smooth kind of rampage of El Bandito down there on Broadway in Nashville, it would be the Nash Villains, right? Sticks with our fun crime theme for El Bandito Yankee.
The Nash Villains, okay? You know, the villains of Nashville, the Nash Villains. I think you're onto something. I'm calling them Nashvilleites. You know, they're actually Nash Villains. You're correct in the fact that I feel like a part of my memory was stolen last night.
That's part of the undefeated flavor, but maybe your mental, maybe it just takes away any bad memories, right? And that just leaves all the good ones, including that.
Boy, wouldn't that be something? I tell you what, let's come up with a slogan for El Bandito Yankee in regards to that. And the fact that, hey, want all your bad memories to disappear? Have a shot of El Bandito Yankee tequila. You know, it doesn't maybe cure everything, but it's worth a shot.
It's definitely worth a shot. Worth a shot to stay tuned here as we take a break on the Jim Bob Show Game Day Edition.